From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tensions increase in Zimbabwe. Tensions mounted in Zimbabwe Thursday as Southern African leaders met behind closed doors in Harare and in Botswana's capital to try to defuse the situation following Tuesday's military takeover. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Hopes of a speedy and smooth resolution in Zimbabwe appeared to fade Thursday, as civil society and religious groups urged Robert Mugabe to quickly step down after 37 years in power. Mugabe hasn't been seen in public since being placed under house arrest by soldiers Tuesday night. Analyst Knox Chitio of the Chatham House think tank, who is Zimbabwean, was in Harare when the military brought out its tanks Tuesday night.
The military will want these negotiations to be completed as quickly as possible. They want to have the president, or if it's acting president, in place as soon as possible.
Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai on Thursday urged Mr. Mugabe to resign. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The military insists this is not a coup, and the powerful War Veterans Association called the action a bloodless correction. Human Rights Watch reports today that soldiers in Myanmar have gang-raped Rohingya women in continued violence against the Muslim minority in Rakhine State. Human Rights Watch cited first-hand interviews with 52 Rohingya women and girls who fled to Bangladesh and reported being raped by security forces in Myanmar, also known as Burma. According to Sky Wheeler, a women's rights emergency researcher at Human Rights Watch and author of the report, the Burmese military's barbaric acts of violence have left countless women and girls brutally harmed and traumatized. This is VOA News.